your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy and breezy, steady temperatures in the lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid-20s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, could see some isolated snow showers, otherwise cloudy skies in the upper 30s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lower 20s. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 40s, and Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 39.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Police in Wichita say a 35-year-old man died after an accident at a construction equipment plant in the southwest part of the city. Police spokesman Kevin Wheeler says the man was injured early yesterday when he was working on machinery at Case New Holland Construction. KTV reports the man was identified as Andrew Taylor. Police say several co-workers tried to help Taylor, but he died later at a hospital. Additional information has not yet been released. It's been a persistent buzz about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stepping down to run for an open state Senate seat in Kansas, and it's continuing to build. This as impeachment hearings into President Donald Trump have intensified scrutiny of the State Department. The top U.S. diplomat was in Brussels yesterday. He brushed off questions about the impeachment inquiry and dismissed speculation about how long he'll stay in Trump's administration. And Thursday brings with it wintry weather for Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. I know farmers are in the fields cutting corn, sorghum, and soybeans and planting wheat. So if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661.
Firefighters able to extinguish a large fire at an egg production facility in Rice County. The fire call came out around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and crews responded to a fire at the Calmaine Foods just northwest of Chase. KTV reports authorities said winds were picking up to 30 miles an hour as firefighters battled the blaze for nearly 5 hours. The fire was able to be contained to one building that was used to house hens. The entire area was blocked off for safety. No injuries were reported, and investigators have not yet determined a cause of the fire. Tragic news out of Sumner County this morning as one person was killed, two others injured after a semi crash on the Kansas Turnpike just north of the Belle Plaine service area. KWCH-TV reports the crash happened around 1 o'clock this morning. The Kansas Turnpike dispatch said southbound I-35 was closed at Mulvane this morning. More information on the crash expected to be released later today. Mid-America Network News.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News on your Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. Nebraska, the first state to publicly acknowledge it will share driver's license records with the U.S. Census Bureau as the federal agency tries to comply with President Trump's order to count the number of U.S. citizens. The Associated Press learned that the Census Bureau and Nebraska's Motor Vehicles Director signed an agreement to share the records earlier this month. An AP survey last month showed that the majority of the states hadn't agreed to share their records with the Bureau, which began requesting them back in August. Nebraska Corrections Department asking more than 600 inmates to step forward if they'd like to serve out the remainder of their sentences in their home states. The Corrections Services Department said in letters to the prisoners last week that completing all or part of their sentences in the other states would let some inmates be closer to family and friends. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. I know farmers are in the fields cutting corn, sorghum, and soybeans and planting wheat, so if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session Wednesday evening and approved architectural drawings for an ag complex extension to be developed to the south adjacent to the new junior senior high activity center. Remaining funds left over from the bond project will be used, and Landall Corporation has stepped forward to fill the funding gap to complete the effort, which could be ready for next school year. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday as the Board of Canvassers and confirmed election of several candidates by write-in ballot. Steve Bennett will return as 2nd Ward City Councilman in Seneca, and his name was also drawn from among four write-in candidates tied for position one on the Nemahal Central School Board. The other three were Brett Black, Larry Osterhaus, and Barbara Finnegan. No one had filed for the position. Another tie for Goff City Council had Baron Large's name drawn over Dennis Rice. Blue Valley Technologies advised Wednesday afternoon that a fiber line was cut west of Marysville, affecting services in the Hanover and Washington communities as repairs were made. Overnight last night, Blue Valley completed fiber line repair damaged by recent flooding in the Frankfort and Waterville communities, and work is to be completed overnight tonight in the Baileyville area. In honor of National Rural Health Day, November 21st, Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville was recognized for overall excellence in the quality and outcome categories of the Performance Leadership Awards by the Charter Center of Rural Health and the National Organization of State Offices of Rural Health. The award recognizes performance in quality outcomes and patient perspective among rural hospitals throughout the United States. 50 rural relevant metrics across 8 areas of performance were measured for the study. The Nemahal County Sheriff's Office received a report of criminal damage to a bulldozer at Wetmore sometime October 31st, with the estimated value of loss over $25,000. A Beatrice man, 40-year-old Justin Stewart, was sentenced this week in Gage County District Court to 12 to 18 months in prison on drug charges. He has served multiple jail terms since 1997 on various charges. Washington County Historical Society quarterly meeting is tonight at 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. The public is invited to hear the history of Rock Creek Station and future improvements planned. Christopher D. Buck Montague, age 36, of Wichita, formerly of Washington County, passed away November 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 7. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Christopher Buck Montague. Patricia A. Brownowell, age 77, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Presbyterian Church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Brownowell. Fred C. LeMaster, age 88, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Burial at St. Paul Cemetery, east of Washington. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 6, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Dr. Fred LeMaster.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, beets, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, pulled pork on a whole wheat bun, beans, coleslaw, and melon mix. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball will host Fort Riley this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Join RX for a night of Christmas fun with their open house Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. Christmas decor will be up, the music will be playing, special guest vendors return, and shopping bags stuffed with goodies and discounts will be handed out while supplies last. Grab your friends and head for RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30.
Rex's Exes, a deliriously funny southern fried farce, finds the Verdeen cousins of Sweet Gum, Texas, teetering on the brink of disaster again. Gaynell stubbornly refuses to face the fact she's turning the big 4-0. In a misguided effort to lift their cousin spirits, Peaches and Jimmy Wyvette are determined to throw Gaynell a surprise birthday party she doesn't want. But it turns out the surprise is on them when, in a startling twist, Peaches' recently declared dead husband unexpectedly returns. Join him act at the Marysville High School Auditorium for Rex's Exes this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 p.m.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have this low pressure system still making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. Ahead of the cold front, we're seeing some showers and thunderstorms. And behind the cold front, we're seeing some snow showers across parts of the central and upper parts of the Midwest. As we head through the day, it looks like we're going to see just cloudy skies and we're going to see temperatures a little bit cooler than what we have seen. We'll see quiet weather for tonight. Behind the system, upper level system could bring us a little bit of some snow showers, otherwise quiet weather for the weekend and warmer temperatures. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, steady, lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with cloudy skies, mid-20s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, isolated chances of snow early, otherwise cloudy skies in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 23, and Saturday, sunny skies in the upper 40s. That's your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late November, 52. Record high on this date, 69 in 1990. The average low, 29. The record low is 12 degrees in 2008. Sunset this evening, 5:06. Sunrise in the morning at 7:17. Cloudy and 40 this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. Couple rounds of precipitation, not a lot of measurable precipitation came Thursday, or I should say came Wednesday into Thursday. We'll look for colder temperatures toward the end of the week. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 21st of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You'll be thankful for the great specials at CJ Express in November. Monday through Friday, the Chicken Cordon Bleu Stuffed Sandwich is hot and ready for a hearty lunch at the East and West stores. CJ West is debuting the Blazin' Barbecue Pizza, featuring Cookies Barbecue Pork on the Hunt Brothers Signature Crust. Every day is a great day at CJ Express.
A single player outplayed an entire team. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George shared the court for the first time since arriving in Los Angeles. They combined for 42 points, and Leonard sealed the 107-104 comeback win over the Celtics with a block on Kemba Walker in overtime. To Philadelphia, Ben Simmons hadn't made a three since he was a freshman at LSU in 2016. And then...
And here's a shot by Ben. The crowd loves it. A three by Ben Simmons on the catch. The crowd rising. He had that three in the preseason, but that is his first NBA career three, and the crowd loves it.
On WPEN, he was previously 0 of 17 from three-point range. Philly beats New York 109-104. Mavs guard Luka Doncic became the first player to outscore, out-rebound, and out-assist the team in a quarter since Allen Iverson did it against the Bulls in 2003. Doncic finished with 35 points and the Mavs blew out the Warriors 142-94. The New York Yankees have parted ways with injury-plagued outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury, who hasn't suited up for the team since 2017. The Yanks still owe him more than $26 million of his $153 million deal. The Bombers also cut ties with first baseman Greg Bird and pitcher Nestor Cortes Jr. Tigers freshman James Wiseman has been suspended 12 games by the NCAA for accepting almost $12,000 in 2017 from his now Memphis coach Penny Hardaway.
The NCAA could open up an infractions case on Memphis, which is a separate proceeding for knowingly playing an ineligible player. So when Memphis really thumbed their nose at the NCAA and played Wiseman after they were told by the NCAA that he was ineligible, they could be subject to what's called the restitution rule. And the NCAA could bring down the hammer.
ESPN's Jay Billis, Wiseman can make his return January 12th against South Florida. On the hardboards, number two Louisville coasted past South Carolina upstate, 76-50. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Sports. Catch substate football action Friday at 7. Axtell at Hanover. Live on KNDY FM 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmers and ranchers take home just 12.1 cents from every dollar that consumers spend on their Thanksgiving dinner meal, that according to the National Farmers Union. NFU's annual Farmers Share publication compares the retail food price of a traditional holiday dinner item to the amount the farmer receives for each item they grow or raise. On average, farmers receive 14.6 cents of every food dollar consumers spend throughout the year, more than the recent study finds. Wheat farmers averaged a meager 3 cents on the 12 dinner rolls that retail for $2.69. Dairy producers receive only $1.66 from a $4.59 gallon of milk. And turkey growers, who raise the staple of Thanksgiving, receive just 6 cents a pound, retailing at $1.49. Johnson says that 6 cent figure, while striking on its own, particularly shocking when considering the fact that poultry integrators receive some 62 cents a pound. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has many places in the country that need more topsoil moisture.
We've had an area developing drought stretching from California eastward to parts of the high plains. That's where we see our lowest topsoil moisture. California, where the rainy season has been delayed, late onset there, 80% topsoil moisture, very short to short. And as you move eastward across the southwest, we also see pretty high numbers as you move into states like New Mexico at 60% and Texas at 42%. That dryness extends also through other parts of the High Plains region. Oklahoma coming in at 47%, very short to short. Kansas at 47% and Colorado at 44%. That is having an adverse impact on some of the winter wheat crop in that region.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Smith with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, we'll just recap yesterday. Corn futures fell to a two-month low after Wednesday's round of trading. Soybean futures, well, as much as 6.5 yesterday. Kansas City wheat futures were higher at the closing bell with gains of 0.25 to 1.25 cents for the nearby contracts. And cotton futures fell sharply in the afternoon trading. Wednesday hog futures were down again, falling another day of triple-digit losses. Live cattle future gains tailed off through the Wednesday contracts close. Gains were seen from 7 to 52 cents in the front months. Feeder cattle futures were mixed after Wednesday's round of trading, with soon to expire November contracts remaining unchanged on the day. Afternoon box beef prices were again lower in the afternoon trading since midday gains. Choice boxes fell modest 80 cents at 238.21, while select boxes were lower 70 cents at 215.77. Currently, December corn now trading up a penny at 367¾, up 0.75 cents for March at 378. Also, slight gains for wheat, up 0.75 cents for December at 426¾. Similar gains into next year. January beans up 1.5 at 906¼, up 1¼ for March at 920¼. Soy meal also up 1.5 at 301.30. Soybean oil, however, down 21 points at 30.99. Cotton mixed through the front months, but December down 9 points at 62.15. We see mixed numbers through the energy complex. January crude oil down 5 at 56.96, down 7 for February at 56.81, and similar losses further into 2020. Unleaded gas slightly lower at
at $1.64 a gallon, slightly higher for both heating oil and natural gas. December heating oil at $1.89, natural gas at $2.56. December gold down $3.70 at $14.70.50, and February down $3.60 an ounce at $14.77.40. Also lower for silver, December down 6 cents at $17.05. And finally, U.S. dollar index. And finally, the dollar index down 10 points at 97.70. With your latest market information on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck. Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. I know farmers are in the fields cutting corn, sorghum, and soybeans and planting wheat, so if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, and I emphasize world's most important, as we are going to be talking about the hungry mouths in China that need to be fed after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
African swine fever has been taking a huge toll on Chinese hog herds, and under normal circumstances, U.S. pork producers would be benefiting by being able to fill the hole. Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services talks a bit about that hole and who's filling it.
This situation is now finally beginning to show itself. China is opening their doors to any type of protein that is available. They're in the process of reducing the ban on U.S. poultry. That has been in place since 2015. They're opening doors to Brazilian pork, Brazilian beef. They've just resumed shipments from Canada, importing Canadian pork and canola. Any type of protein, and Chinese are buying. Beef is going from New Zealand to China in quantities never experienced. Australia shipping more beef to China. Brazil shipping more beef to China. So they are looking for protein, and they are buyers.
And we would be sellers, except for the tariffs and the trade war. There is currently a 50% tariff on U.S. pork. And Dennis Smith says it's even worse than that.
The retaliatory tariff is 50%. There's a 12% tariff that's always been in place. So the total tariff is 72% that we are at a disadvantage to our competitors, European pork, Canadian pork, and Brazilian pork.
Meanwhile, and especially without those exports, U.S. producers have been producing too much.
Yeah, that's another point of frustration is the U.S. Industry continues to expand, and it's probably in its fourth, approaching the fifth year now of expansion, and record large production going on for probably now about the fourth year consecutively. We are overproducing, and we have excessive supplies right now, and exports is the only answer that we can get up out of this. There's a economic theory would say that you should not be expanding because we just don't think the profits have been there, but yet the expansion continues. So it's a little bit confusing right now exactly why expansion is continuing because, quite frankly, the profit levels just have not been there over the last couple of years.
Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services, back after this.
The 7th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show will be this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3, at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Shop with vendors, enter the Gun Safe Raffle, enjoy delicious home-smoked meats, and enjoy the company. Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, at the National Guard Armory in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Expecting around 750 head of cattle for the sale today. Start time for the cows, 10:30. Early consignment listings include herd dispersal of red and black Angus Gelby Cross Fall pairs, 23 running age, 10 black steers Nevers weighing 3 to 450, 20 Hereford steers Nevers 450 to 6, 26 black steers 450 to 6, 17 black and baldy steers Nevers weighing 475 to 6, 18 black and red steers Nevers 475 to 6 and a quarter, 20 black and Hereford steers Nevers 5 to 6, 40 black steers Nevers 5 to 6, 20 black and red steers 5 to 650, 10 black steers Nevers 5 to 650, 8 Simmental Angus Cross steers 5 and a quarter to 6, 20 black steers and heifers weighing 5.5 to 7, 20 black and red steers Nevers 575 to 650, 20 black steers Nevers 575 to 675, 120 black and crossbred steers Nevers weighing 6 to 7, 15 black steers Nevers 6 to 7, 8 black steers and bulls 6 to 750. 67 black and red steers Nevers 675 to 7, 80 black steers Nevers 675 to 8, 60 weighing at 750 to 850, 108 black steers 9 to 9.5, and 15 weighing at 9 to 9.5. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, reminding producers they will be closed next Thursday for Thanksgiving. 731 from KNDY. Off and on showers didn't amount to a lot so far as accumulation on Wednesday. Cloudy overcast carries into Thursday. 40 this morning in Marysville with highs approaching 60 today. But look out, cold front Friday, highs only in the low to mid-30s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Wichita Wind Surge announced their 2020 regular season schedule yesterday. Opening night will be Tuesday, April 14th, when the Surge hosts the Memphis Redbirds. The Omaha Storm Chasers, the AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, will make their first appearance in Wichita on May 4th. The Wind Surge currently selling a 5-game holiday ticket package, which includes a guaranteed ticket to opening day. The team will be hosting tours of the playing surface this Saturday. The tours are free and open to the public. NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson joins an exodus of popular drivers that began when Jeff Gordon retired after the 2015 season. Johnson, the winningest driver of his era, said that next season will be his final attempt to win a record 8th Cup title. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Catch Substate football action Friday at 7. Axtell at Hanover. Live on KNDY FM 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
There's no good time to get a cold sore, but they always seem to happen at the worst time. A look at causes and prevention today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips than useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 21st, the 325th day of the year. Actress Marlo Thomas has a birthday, and on this day in 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph. It's estimated that two-thirds of the population carries the virus that causes cold sores, and there is no known cure. What triggers them? Stress, lack of sleep, and a weakened immune system are common triggers for many people. Simple treatments can help them heal. When you first feel that tingling or numbness on your lip, prescription antiviral medications and over-the-counter treatments are helpful. An ice cube or cold compress will soothe the area and reduce inflammation. And some people find that the hydrogen peroxide or rubbing alcohol helps to dry the sore and hasten healing. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I can picture you like a photograph. I can see your smile, I can hear you laugh. No, I don't have to look back. I remember you. When I'm all alone, you're all around. I tell you things, yeah, I talk out loud. Ever since you left the ground, I remember you. You can't. Every day.